This is Morning Edition on Vermont Public Radio. Good morning, I'm Mitch Wertlieb. We're continuing our series of sports interviews this week in advance of the Rio Olympics, and this story is very much of the fish-out-of-water variety, or in this case, perhaps cow-out-of-pasture would be a more apt description, because how does a Vermont-born and raised kid who grew up on a farm in Cabot and eventually played college soccer in California become the head basketball coach for the Nigerian men's Olympic team? Well, we're about to find out from the coach himself, Will Voigt, who comes from that small town of Cabot and from a family that's done some pretty big things. His mother, Ellen Bryant Voigt, is a former Vermont Poet Laureate and winner of a MacArthur Genius Fellowship, and his father, Fran, founded the New England Culinary Institute. Will Voigt joins us now on the line from Houston, where he's getting the Nigerian men's team ready to play a tune-up against the mighty U.S. men's squad. And Coach Voigt, thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy schedule to speak with us.
Thanks for having me, Mitch.
So as I mentioned in the lead, you were a soccer player in college. You played Division III soccer in California. Why did you want to pursue a basketball coaching career rather than, let's say, soccer?
You know, my intention was to try to play both soccer and basketball in college. I was recruited to play soccer. I wanted to hopefully walk on to the basketball team, and then I had an injury my freshman year during the soccer season, so I was unable to play, and then kind of realized moving forward that it was going to be difficult to balance two sports and the academic load of college. So shortly after that, I kind of realized how much I missed the game and was fortunate to be provided some opportunities in the coaching realm.
Well, you know, when I first heard about this story, my initial reaction was that somehow you must have been born in Nigeria to qualify to be the head coach for the team. But as it turns out, there's no nationality citizenship requirement for Olympic head coaches. But I wonder still about this series of events that led you to getting this job, which you've had for about a year now. Is that right?
Yeah, a little over a year now. That's correct. I had coached two players who are currently on our team while I was coaching in the NBA Development League. So Ike Diagu and Alade Aminu were both players for mine, and they were actually the ones that had brought my name forward to the Nigerian Basketball Federation. Fortunately for me, they were advocating on my behalf, and once I met with the federation, I had worked camps in Nigeria about 10 years ago with Masai Ujiri, who's now the general manager of the Toronto Raptors. So I had spent a fair amount of time in Nigeria doing some basketball stuff there, so there at least was a little bit of a familiarity with the country and the culture. But certainly they rolled the dice with hiring a Vermont kid.
Well, that dice roll seems to have worked out pretty well, because even though the Nigerian team is ranked near the bottom, if not last, among all the men's basketball teams that are going to play in Rio this summer, in order to qualify for the Olympics, this Nigerian team had to win a pretty big basketball tournament in Africa. What was that tournament? How many teams were challenging them for that bid?
It's a long process even to get to there. It starts with every country in Africa, and then they whittle it down to the top 16 at the AfroBasket tournament. That was the tournament that we won to be crowned African champions.
You beat some pretty good teams, too. I mean, Angola is one of those teams, some others, too, that were ranked pretty highly, I think, right?
Yeah, I mean, it was certainly a challenge. Tunisia was the host country and had been the previous winner. Angola had won it 11 out of the last 13 years, so they're sort of the New York Yankees of African basketball. And then Senegal is always a really competitive team.
Fans of the semi-pro Vermont Frost Heaves will recall your very successful run as the head coach of that squad. You won two championships with the Frost Heaves. And I understand you have a former player of that team who's working with you now with the Nigerian team.
Yeah, that's correct. John Bryant, who had played for those two championship teams, was actually a member of a third team in Vermont and also played for me in Bakersfield. So when he finished playing, he came on board my staff in Bakersfield. So I've been together with him for a long time. You know, the Vermont connections are deep. We also have another member on our staff, Chris Leisure, who I met in Vermont when he was coaching at Thetford Academy. So, you know, I've certainly stayed close to my roots.
Let's talk about this team's style of play. I mean, would you describe it as a run-and-gun squad or more of a half-court set-play offense that relies getting the ball inside in the paint? What's the court identity like for this team?
I don't think we're necessarily a run-and-gun team. We're a team without superstars. So, you know, kind of our approach in everything we do is to be done collectively. So both, you know, offensively and defensively, we really rely on each other. Any given night, there could be a different leading scorer for us. You know, I think traditionally people think of African teams as being these really athletic but really fast-paced teams. I think we're somewhere in the middle there. So, you know, we certainly want to use our athleticism, but we know that against the best teams in the world, you have to be able to execute in a half court as well.
And as I said before, you know, given your team's ranking, you have to be considered huge underdogs. It would be, I think, an enormous success for the team just to make it to the knockout round of eight. But maybe I'm setting the bar too low here. I mean, what are your expectations for this team, and how do the players themselves view their chances?
Well, I mean, you know, we're coming off of winning the first African championship in the history of Nigeria. So, you know, I think we've established with this group that we're capable of achieving some pretty special things. There's never been an African team in the history of Olympics to make it out of group play. So right now, that's just our focus. Because once you get out of group play, then it's almost like the NCAA tournament. You know, it's a single game elimination. Anything can happen in that setting.
What did your parents, your friends that you grew up with in Vermont, think about your basketball aspirations, and especially when they heard that you were going to be coaching the Nigerian team? I can't imagine what their reaction was.
Well, you know, my parents have been very supportive all along. They've always encouraged both myself and my sister to follow our passions. Friends of mine at this stage have kind of seen, you know, where I've gone from a coaching standpoint. And obviously Nigeria is pretty random, but I've been in some other random places too. So I don't know that they were that shocked about it.
You have traveled around quite a bit. I know that you did some work with the San Antonio Spurs. You were the team's video coordinator at one point. And I love this quote that I read about the coach, Greg Popovich, who said when he found out about your background, then your interest in basketball, he said, "This was like me wanting to be a water polo player." Did Coach Popovich ever give you any grief saying, "Hey, what's a soccer guy like you from Vermont trying to get into basketball?"
Yeah, well, you know, Pop has got a great way with people, and definitely would kid me about some of the soccer stuff. But at the same time, he was unbelievably supportive. You know, to grant me the access that he did, you know, to learn under him and, you know, the assistant coaches that were there, many of which went on to become head coaches in the NBA. Pretty special environment, and, you know, obviously I'm fortunate to have been there.
Will Voigt is the head coach of the Nigerian men's Olympic basketball team. We spoke with him from Houston, Texas, where the team is playing a tune-up with the U.S. men's squad before heading to Brazil. Thank you so much, Will, for speaking with us, and good luck in the Olympics in Rio.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Mitch.